This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Seat allocation task force of ruling alliance meeting continues at Balwatar. Election Commission calls nominations of first past the post candidates on 9th October for upcoming federal and provincial elections. Nepal Railway Company conducts test run on Kurtha Bijalpura railway track. And the US approves $2.6 billion in aid for Ukraine and allies. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the seat allocation task force of the ruling alliance is now underway at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Secretary at the task force secretariat, Keshav Raj Joshi, said the efforts are being made to finalize the seats among the coalition parties, even concluding the constituencies for the federal and provincial elections slated for November 28th. Secretary Joseph says the top leaders of the ruling coalition are also taking part in the meeting today. The task force members are striving to conclude the report and submit it to the top leaders in the same meeting. The Election Commission has approved the election schedule for the first past the post system under the upcoming federal and provincial elections slated for November 20th. As per the approved schedule, the Commission calls for nominations from the candidates on the 9th of October. The names of the nominated candidates will be published on the same day. Likewise, complaints against the candidates can be filed on the 10th of October. Investigations into the complaints and the final name list of the candidates will be published on the 11th of October. The Commission will provide election symbols to candidates on the 12th of October. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Vishal has assured that Rizova West hydropower projects will be constructed in a strategic way. Taking part in a discussion organized in Lalitpur today, Minister Vishal clarified that the government is committed to protecting people's rights to water while developing Rizova West projects. The Energy Minister also urged all political parties and hydropower experts to contribute to the cause of the nation and people. As Minister Vishal said, she led some policy revisions to utilize national resources maximally. Meantime, Energy Minister Pompa Vishal said the state-owned mass media should play a leading role while disseminating news. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of the Radio Nepal chapter of Nepal National Employees Union at Singhadarbar today, Minister Vishal called the attention of the concerned sides to strengthen and promote Radio Nepal. Minister Vishal applauded the roles played by Radio Nepal during difficult times in the country. On the occasion, Radio Nepal's executive director Buddhi Bahadur Kesi said Radio Nepal had been working hard to meet the targets of the state. The Nepal Railways Company has conducted a test run on the Kurtha Bijalpura section of the railway line. The company said the test run was conducted today after the physical work on the 17-kilometer track from Kurtha to Bijalpura got completed. Now the train that leaves for Nepal from Jayanagar of India will arrive Bijalpura. According to the Nepal Railway Company, the third section of the planned railway track that comes up to Bardivas would also be constructed soon as the land acquisition process has been aided. The 74-kilometer railway track from Jayanagar of India to Bardivas of Nepal is under construction with 10 billion rupees aid from the Indian government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A delegation led by chairperson of France-Nepal Inter-Parliamentary Friendship Group Daniel Salmon paid separate courtesy calls on House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and chairperson of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timilsena today. During the meeting held at Singhadarbar, Speaker Sapkota mentioned that climate change is having a direct impact and effect in many countries, stressing the need of joining hands to tackle it. Similarly, National Assembly Chair Timilsena lauded the contribution of the group to strengthen Nepal-France relations. During a meeting held with the France delegation held at Singhadarbar, Chair Timilsena thanked the government of France for its medical assistance provided to Nepal during COVID-19 pandemic. Similarly, Parliamentary Friendship Group Chairperson Salmon shared where the ecotourism practices done by France to mitigate the impacts of climate change. He also said France was ready to support Nepal in tackling the impacts of climate change. The 56th International Literacy Day was observed in Nepal today with the theme Transforming Literacy Learning Space. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has been marking the day since 1967 on September 8 every year. Delivering a best wishes message on the occasion, Prime Minister Sir Bharadeva pledged to continue with the literacy campaign. Meanwhile, Province 1 has been declared a literate province. Province Speaker Pradeep Kumar Bhandari made the announcement amidst a program organized by the Ministry of Social Development today. The province was declared literate, being based on the UNESCO's dual criteria for literacy assessment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The U.S. has approved nearly $2.7 billion in new aid for Ukraine and allies, including $675 million in weapons for Ukraine as it battles Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the armed package at a meeting with dozens of fellow ministers at the U.S. Air Base in Germany. The aid includes howitzer, munitions, Humvee vehicles, armored ambulances and anti-tank systems. The U.S. has already pledged at least $13 billion in military aid for Ukraine. Australia has legislated a climate target for the first time with a promise to slash emissions by at least 43% by 2030, passing the parliament. The country is one of the world's biggest emitters per capita and the target brings it more in line with other developed countries. But critics say government plans to reach the target are lacking details. Some have been demanding higher goals as well as a ban on new fossil fuel projects in the country. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had lauded the new law, the climate change bill, as an end to a decade of climate policy inaction. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Seat allocation task force of ruling alliance meeting continues at Balwadhar. Election Commission calls nominations a first-past-the-post candidates on 9th October for upcoming federal and provincial elections. Nepal Railway Company conducts test run on Kurtha-Bijalpura railway track. And U.S. approves $2.6 billion in aid for Ukraine and allies. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.